nombre del Padre, del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Amén. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never has been, and many of those who sleep shall awake. Around this time of the year, it may feel like Daniel is referring to the last days of the quarter. A time of some trouble, maybe, when many of those who sleep shall awake and make it to their final exam. What's up with this last day text and the last day of the quarter? What's this plan? I don't know. But Daniel here may not be speaking specifically about the last days of the quarter, but he is pointing us to the last day, to that time when God's people shall be delivered, everyone whose name is written in the book, that time when those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake to everlasting life and shine like the brightness of the sky above. What a glorious picture of salvation and hope this is for Israel in days of old, days of trouble for sure amidst Israel's enemies, but what an image of hope and salvation for us too. For we are the new Israel, God's own people today, through faith in Jesus the Messiah. And so this promise of final deliverance, well, not from tests or classes, but final deliverance from our enemies, from death, sin, the power of the devil, this is our promise too. Now, that's kind of the eschatological time of fulfillment, and we look forward to that. But, like Israel, we find ourselves today on a journey on the way there. A journey through the desert, you might say, on the way to the promised land, to the new heavens and the new earth in the life of the world to come. And so there is an earthly pilgrimage on the way there. And that earthly pilgrimage is not without its troubles. In fact, Daniel describes that journey as a battle that God's people on earth, the church militant, wage constantly against Satan and his evil angels. The New Testament speaks also of the Christian life as a battle, where one stands firm against the devil's attacks, as a race through a dangerous desert on the way to that precious goal, life eternal with Christ, where the prize is the crown of glory. So we journey here now. And in that struggle against evil, God has promised the church the protection of his holy angels. Prominently displayed in this text from Daniel is Michael, chief among angels, the great prince who has charge of Israel, who accompanies, defends God's people, who at that time in the last day will lead the church to God's eschatological deliverance. Michael is a defender, the archangel who contends with the devil, the warrior who leads an army of angels to fight against and ultimately defeat the dragon and his angels. Not surprisingly, Michael is portrayed in Christian iconography and art as the warrior saint with a sword, one who tramples on and slays a dragon or a serpent or some bodily form, representation of a defeated Satan. Surely that sword at work in the defeat of Satan by Michael and all angels is none other than the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The same Word that points Christians to the Lord Jesus, in whose strength they stand firm against the attacks of the devil. Saint Basil in the 4th century used to speak of the Holy Spirit as one who made the angels holy. The Spirit as the one who guides the work of the holy angels in the protection of God's people. And like the Holy Spirit who makes Michael and all angels holy and directs their work, the holy angels never draw attention to themselves. They always point the struggling church to the Word of God, and so to Jesus. As Luther sings it, in a mighty fortress is our God. God's word forever shall abide. No thanks to foes who fear it, for God himself fights by our side. Were they to take our house, goods, honor, child, or spouse, though life be wrenched away, they cannot win the day. The kingdom's ours forever. And so while the kingdom is ours now by faith in God's promise, the future eschatological blessings of this kingdom will be ours in their fullness and thus forever at the last day. As we await and long for the final realization of our Lord's kingdom in our lives at that time, which includes that final defeat of Satan and his evil angels, let us first be vigilant. As we walk through our deserts, as we go about our earthly pilgrimage, let us be vigilant. We all have places where we are most likely to be attacked, places where we are most vulnerable, places where we are likely to fall. What's your Achilles heel? Let us be vigilant as we walk through the desert. And let us also be assured that even now God gives us his protection from the evil one through the service of all good angels. So as we come to the end of this quarter and prepare for the next, may God's holy angels protect you in your journey through the desert, in troubled times, when the prince of this world attacks, tempts, and seduces away from prayer and the word. And as we continue our Christian pilgrimage, yes, even through this seminary, with our eyes fixed on the life of the world to come, how fitting it is to return once again today to Luther's familiar prayer. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. May God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen.